And now's the time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
True international suffered depression.
You are fake news.
I am not suicidal.
We'll circle back with you directly. If I can circle back, I'll circle back with you.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Hello and welcome to episode 109 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We got Ray with us.
Hey.
And give us his wisdom and insight into the world and what it is.
What it is, what it is.
I almost started the music over again. I want to pause it. It just ended. So I guess last week we had somebody who downloaded 78 episodes.
Yeah, that happens whenever you get a new phone.
Just automatically downloads all of them?
Yeah.
Ouch. I'm sorry to whomever that is. Unless, of course, you downloaded all these episodes just to look for something to nail us to the wall and get us kicked off the internet with. Which it won't take 78 episodes to find that either. Well, let's go right into the local crap. We're talking about COVID lockdowns already in Boston.
We got a bigger one to deal with now.
Yeah, what are we going to do with the monkeypox that just showed up in Boston? Yeah. apparently, it's like flu-like symptoms, and it's like very rare.
I saw some pictures online. It looks like you get sores all over your body, too.
Yeah, and can be deadly. No other cases have been identified in the States this year so far, and they believe that some dude who went to Canada picked it up there somehow. But normally monkeypox apparently is in like Nigeria. The last time it was in the United States, it was traced back to Nigeria. Exotic tropical diseases. Nigeria is not tropical, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to picture where it is in, I believe one of the tropics goes through it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not. It's been a long time since I've studied an African map.
Well, it's part of south of the equator, so.
Well, yeah, right. You got a whole range south of the equator that's tropical. I just don't know, like parts of Egypt along the between the Euphrates and the.
You got the tropics: the Tropic of Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I was trying to hang up a flag. We took one down with my wife to get a LinkedIn picture, and I was going to put up the Virginia flag, but I lost the thumbtack. I was going to put the Virginia flag up because they seem to, not just because we're making effort to do local stuff, but you guys are genuinely in the news every week, every news cycle.
Yep.
A bomb threat?
Yep.
That was within like 5 miles of where I lived in Hampton.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, what was the street again?
Right, it was Brighton Apartments. Let me look it up here.
Oh, that sucks. The last time I clicked on it, I could read it.
Semple Farm Road.
Yeah, Semple Farm Road. That was cut through the neighborhood and pop out the other side to the other major road, and you were right there.
Yeah. And apparently, this was the resident was a member of the U.S. military. Obviously Navy, because they turned the investigation over to the NCIS.
The NCIS is actually going to do something off base?
Yep.
Holy crap.
Just like the TV show.
Yeah, just like the TV show, right? They seem to have a murder every week between DC and North Carolina, though, for that show.
They evacuated two buildings in the complex as a precaution. No explosive were found. So I don't know what NCIS is really investigating, because it sounds like somebody called in a fake bomb threat or nothing at all, you know?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Did something happen or not? But sounds like a bomb threat, or maybe the guy was building explosives and they just couldn't catch him in the act. I don't know. They're not releasing a lot of details yet, right?
No, they never do.
Well, especially when the federal government gets involved in anything. we'll never hear about this again unless an arrest is actually made.
Yeah.
All right. Blood moon last night.
Yep. Did you take any pictures?
I did, but I was drunk.
Drunk?
Yeah, so they came out really poor. I saw some really cool ones.
It wasn't here. It wasn't showing up until between 10 and 11:30 at night. That's way past my bedtime on a work night.
Oh, I got up and went out at 11:30 just to look at it.
Okay.
It was cool. And it was starting to eclipse, but it was still like red. It was so cool.
Yeah. I probably have to go someplace else to see it because I got so many trees around my house. So,
yeah, I had to find a certain spot to stand in to be able to see through the trees.
Yeah.
The wife got some good pictures. I might have her send me one over and do something with that.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, this is an interesting transition that I didn't even intend to do. But speaking of the wife, she got bit by a monkey once.
Yeah. Okay.
She answered one of those questionnaires, like, what's the weirdest animal that's ever bit you? Don't say a dog. She's like, oh, I bit by a monkey. She was feeding a monkey through like the bars at a zoo once when she was a little kid.
Was she feeding him Cheetos?
I don't know.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Possible they were flaming hot Cheetos, like this woman at the zoo in where was Baltimore, I think.
Right? Well, I don't think flaming hot Cheetos have been around for forever. So I think
it might just been the traditional Cheetos.
Yeah.
And it says she was fired. So I assume that she worked at this place.
Zoo. Yeah. Huh?
She was working for a law firm. Like, you can't be breaking into this place.
Well, she was fired from her law firm. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they charged her with criminal trespassing.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how you get fired from the law firm for feeding the monkeys Cheetos. You know, that sounds like a lawsuit.
Well, she was criminally charged with trespassing, and they're not going to stand for that. A law firm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're innocent until proven guilty.
I was just going to point that out, but apparently it was a year ago, and now she's saying that she still doesn't think she did anything wrong by breaking into the zoo and feeding the monkeys flaming hot Cheetos.
And she's not going to apologize to the zoo for her actions.
You know, every time you think you've heard the dumbest thing, you know what I mean?
This is becoming like a weekly thing. We're confining these dumb things.
I know. And you know what? For a while, we were trying to look for the dumb things too. Like, that's the dumbest thing I'll hear all week. Now that we stop trying to make a sketch out of it, it's just come up every time.
Yep.
All right. NBC, I guess, did a poll.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris, I guess, is like less liked by the American people than Trump.
Right. Supreme Court is more liked than Kamala Harris.
And the entire Democrat Party. The governor of Florida, DeSantis, is liked more than Kamala Harris. I thought it was very interesting when I read through it.
Yeah.
I guess there's not much there. It was NBC, though, not like...
No, yeah, it wasn't Fox like News. Fox or Real Clear Politics. It was actually NBC, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, I wonder why people don't like Biden and the Democrats and Kamala when their disinformation board here, run by... What's her name there? Who's known for spreading...
It's gone.
Huh?
It's on pause now.
Not just that. She resigned as soon as it went on pause.
Good.
Can't remember the woman's name.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But, another reason why maybe we don't like them is because in Virginia, gas prices doubled by 29 cents a gallon. Went up by, it was just, I got gas at 4 o'clock yesterday and it was 4:20. At 5:30 in the morning, when I went to go to work to Walmart, it was $4.49.
Damn.
Well, yeah. When shift change happens or whatever, that's when the gas prices change too. We went up a dime overnight once, but that was when we got up to $4.79.
Well, stand by. So, it's coming.
So get your gas the night before or early in the morning before the change of price?
It doesn't matter anymore.
Fill a gas can.
You don't have to pay much, you know.
All I know is when I go to get gas now, I wait till I can get at least 20 gallons no matter what. Because I can do up to 20 gallons at a discount at the supermarket gas station and use my grocery points or whatever.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, oh no, I can get like $2 off a gallon.
Yeah,
up to 20 gallons.
The Biden administration said they put it on pause because of free speech concerns. But I think there's more involved in that, you know, because why all of a sudden do the Democrats care about free speech?
I don't think they do. I think they're worried about getting no one trusting them at all. I mean, you're going to lose your own base at a certain point when you start censoring them too. And Jack, you already see that happening. The more actual liberal people versus the quote liberals are getting booted off of Facebook and Twitter too. Yeah. And well, I mean, disinformation board, they're telling us all this January 6th crap, and then they're going to tell you that it's all misinformation if you hear anything. Like, for example, they just opened the door and let these people walk in, even though there's video of it that's, you know, disinformation. And like Michael Flynn, he just filed the lawsuit, right? Because this whole January 6th thing.
Yeah. No, this is not January 6th. This is further back when he got fired from NSA, I thought.
Oh, okay. My mistake. It's because they slandered him, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been hurt.
Let me see what it's about, because I can get into my Epoch Times account.
Now, I'm in there right now, which is weird. I might have figured out how to connect it to my Google account on my phone, but I don't know.
Apparently, I'm not logged in. That's
anyway. Oh, yeah, they were saying he was involved with the Russia gate in the Ukraine trying to get Trump elected. He was accused of all that stuff, wasn't he? Which is funny. Ukraine was involved in getting Trump elected. Let's give them more money in 5 months than we get spent in Afghanistan in a year. You know?
Yeah.
Are they dirty people? Didn't they try to impeach him over this? Over his Ukraine stuff?
Yeah, because of the phone call to the Ukrainian president.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Zelensky then, though, was it?
No, this was before Zelensky.
Yeah. No. Well, anyway, suing for $50 million. We'll see what happens, though. Or that's what he's claiming, I guess. So we'll see what actually happens. It'll take a while for that to play out, though.
Well, he had to, you know, put his house up for sale and everything else, you know, to help pay for the lawsuit. So, you know. It's really a test to see if anything happens.
Yeah, we'll see how much CNN covers that, because you know how they are covering stuff like
that. They're not going to cover it at all.
Well, they're completely incompetent. Not only do they CNN Plus do worse than we're doing.
CNN, heck, main CNN did even better.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They sent what welcome aboard packages to a whole bunch of people they just laid off.
Yep.
All that CNN merch, like hats and pens and stuff.
I'm sure that merch was burned in effigy as soon as these people got it.
I would have been pissed off. Like, what the fuck is the matter with you?
But not everybody was laid off. I just saw an article earlier tonight that Chris Wallace is going to have a show on CNN and Headline News on Sunday nights.
Okay.
Does anybody want to watch it?
No. Yeah, I'm not surprised. But they're also paying him like $20 million a year, so they probably figured they got to keep him around for a little while to recoup some of that money.
$20 million a year? What the What the fuck? These guys are supposed to be reading the news.
Yeah, and that's all they do.
I'll do it for $65,000 a year.
I'll do it for $30,000.
Well, I mean, I need enough to at least pay the bills in Massachusetts, but you kidding me? I can read the news.
Well, you know, reading the teleprompter is not as easy as it looks. Just ask Joe Biden.
Yeah, I wish I had that one queued up already. I just, you said $20 million?
Yeah, yeah. His contract was for like $20 million for CNN Plus. That's what they were going to pay him to be on the Plus network.
What the fuck? That just sounds like a crazy joke, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry. That still bothers me. That's one of the dumbest things I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Not the dumbest thing I've heard all week.
No.
But here's another stupid thing I heard. Okay, we just talked about that escaped convict and that lady, right?
Right, right. That was Alabama.
Yeah, it was Alabama. Now we got some woman or man. I believe it's a woman, right?
Yeah. It was a woman.
Smuggling, I think it was crack or something like that.
Drugs, everything. Anyway. She had all kinds of drugs wherever she had them that she was smuggling.
Oh, and they caught her because she reeked of pot, apparently.
And Lord only knows where she had it. Yeah, she arrived. Oh no, she worked. She was a medical contract worker there, and she smelled the marijuana, and then when the guard security checkpoint questioned her about the odor, she said she left something in her car and ran out of the facility, leaving her personal belongings behind inside the bag.
The drugs that she was smuggling in.
This is definitely a stupid criminal story. Why don't you just take the bag with you to the car and leave?
Well, you see what was in the bag?
192.8 grams of suspected cocaine.
Suspected marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana. 20 grams of suspected crack cocaine. 2 packs of chewing tobacco and 200 Newport cigarettes. Cigarettes are considered contraband in the jail because it's a tobacco-free zone.
Just like the chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Why didn't you take the bag with you? Like, why would you leave that behind? You know there's video cameras there.
And they're going to look in the bag. She was better off just taking it back to her car.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, criminals are dumb, dude.
She is 24 years old.
24.
Yeah. 24-year-olds aren't known for making the wisest decisions in the world. You know what I mean?
And, you know, somebody convinced her she was going to get a big payday for doing that.
Was this the first time she did it?
Don't know. Doesn't say.
Yeah.
The first time she got caught.
Yeah. Oh, we know that she got caught. She went down this 6 times already and made a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I guess we may as well move on to the conflict, even though we never talk about this crap, really.
No.
But we did mention Finland and Sweden talking about joining the EU, was it?
No, NATO.
NATO.
Which I don't think will actually go through. I mean, it has to be voted on by all the NATO countries. And what is the American national interest of going over to defend Finland and Sweden?
But what are we doing with Ukraine right now?
Well, technically, we're not sending troops over there because
we're poking the Russian bear until it bites, and then we can blame the bear. And if we go and let these guys in, that's going to be an excuse for us to declare hot war on them.
Yeah.
Just my conspiracy theory. You know, where's my foil hat?
You already threw it away.
Yeah, I got it here somewhere. I could crinkle it next to the microphone.
You use it to bake a turkey.
But I heard different senators saying that, you know, they wouldn't vote for it because it doesn't make any sense. There's nothing. These two countries have been neutral forever, and all of a sudden they want to be part of NATO. It's just, and these are countries which are typical of European countries that Trump was pounding on them about. They've got great social programs, but no, they don't spend any money on their defense. They have very small armies and navies, and that's never been a priority for them because
they depend on the rest of Europe to protect them.
Yes.
I mean, look at Trump made a big deal about it with the NATO nation saying you guys need to pay your 2% of GDP into the pot.
And they finally started doing it. I don't know if they're still doing it, but
now that they think they're going to have to get to war. You're supposed to do this before and be prepared for the war, not start once the war begins. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Another thing that, you know, Trump was an evil bastard for pointing out. Now everyone's like agrees with it, but won't admit that he had said it.
Right.
I find myself defending Trump way too much. Right. This Eurovision crap. I still don't know what this is. It's some kind of weird European.
It's a singing contest that they do over in Europe. And if you listen to the No Agenda show, you would under, they've been talking about this show, this contest for decades, and they always say it's rigged. The voting is always goes to a country that they're trying to build up, you know, and get more publicity for. Most of the time, the singers don't have that much talent to win. And Adam Curry actually predicted before the Eurovision thing came on that Ukraine was going to be in the top.
And he said that weeks ago.
Yeah, they were going to be in the top and probably win. And surprise, surprise, Russia tried to rig the voting, but Ukraine won.
Well, how do we know Russia tried to? Do they have any evidence that they actually tried probably to rig not. It? I thought these were the freest and safest elections and voting systems in the world. The Russians can't get into this stuff to hack it, right?
Eurovision. They're just saying, pro-Russian hackers attempted to disrupt the voting.
Yeah, I read that, but it's like, how do they know this? Do they have people in custody who admitted it? Did they catch him or something?
Oh, I can't watch the highlights of Eurovision 2020 because this contest's not available in my location.
Go figure. Yeah.
We're on the BBC channel site.
Interesting. All right. Going back to Trump and how it seems like he was right on a handful of things, like, because the world's doing it now. Biden just reversed his troop removal from Somalia. Yep. So I guess we're going to go back and fight in Somalia again?
Yep.
Does anyone know why?
We're sending special forces back to Somalia.
What, are we just looking for pirates? Or are we actually like in conflict over there? What?
We're trying to stabilize the new government.
Why?
As President Biden. I don't know.
It's just...
The government is really weak over there. It's pretty much warlords that run the country. So, you know, this guy was president before. Now he's president again. And, you know, I love a good military fight, like the best of them. But this is another country where there's absolutely no strategic interest for the United States to have troops there for.
Not only that, but like you pointed out, it's a bunch of warlords. So it's like 20 factions of people with armies. Mm-hmm. This isn't like us versus them. You don't know who's fighting for who and what's going on. It's bombs going off and mass shootings that you see in modern civil war. It's not two rows of people firing muskets at each other.
Yeah.
Which for some reason, people still think that's how American civil war will look. It won't. It'll look like Egypt or it'll look like Somalia. Little individual factions popping up trying to take over the local government. Not that I've thought about this before.
Right.
Well, you got Biden saying stuff like, you need F-22s and nukes. No, you don't actually. Like, you're not going to deploy a nuclear bomb in Boston.
No, you know what I mean?
We know this, and it's not going to be people lining up. It's going to be people setting up bombs in courthouse steps and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Staying on the violence. Remember the Ruby Ridge incident?
Yeah, vaguely. I think this was even before my time.
I think it was in the 80s, wasn't it? Anyway.
Before my time.
Before your time. The guy just died. Randy Weaver, the guy whose wife and son and dog, I believe, were killed by the ATF. He was acquitted of all major infractions. And basically, he got arrested for like resisting arrest.
1992.
There you go. It wasn't that long ago. It was right before Waco. Actually, the same people that killed this guy's wife and family were the ones that killed everyone at Waco.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same handful of people that were in charge.
With Janet Reno.
Yeah. Well, he just died 74 years old.
Yeah.
Janet Reno, that was Reno, wasn't it? And she tried to explain how that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. On Saturday Night Live, when Will Ferrell was doing the Janet Reno impersonations, that was hilarious.
That was back when Saturday Night Live was actually worth watching.
Sometimes. You saw like Adam Sandler and Dana Carvey, David Spade.
Yeah, people that had talent.
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you seen The Pentaveret on Netflix?
No.
Okay, it's a Mike Myers show. You have to check it out. It's absolutely hilarious.
I thought I I saw previews for it when I was searching around on Netflix a couple days ago looking for something new to watch.
It's their secret organization, like Illuminati or QAnon or the Masons.
Okay. Sure, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's absolutely hilarious. He plays a ton of characters. All right. Well, anyway, that man's dead. It's he served a little bit of time in jail. His daughter was the one who made the announcement. And apparently when his mother, I'm sorry, when her mother was shot in the head by a ATF sniper holding her infant son.
Damn.
Yeah. Shot dead. The daughter apparently had to crawl over and around her mother's body with a blanket on it for like 3 days, bring food and supplies around because they didn't just, he didn't just surrender. He didn't understand why the government was here killing his family. Yeah. Because they accused him of having an illegal weapon stockpile that they did not find, and they killed his family.
This was in Idaho. People in the West, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, they tended to defend their land with their lives. So
yeah, and he intentionally moved out in the boondocks, deep in the woods, to be left alone from the government. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was that, then the Waco thing that caused a whole... We need to step back and look what the hell is going on. We can't just, you know what I mean?
Right.
I still don't trust the ATF. Every time I make a joke about smuggling cigarettes from Virginia up to here, like I don't need to get into a gunfight with the ATF.
Right. You know? I'm more worried about the gunfight with the IRS agents. That's been funded now.
What has?
The IRS being having armed agents.
To do what? Go collect debts?
Yeah.
So
literally somebody with a gun coming to get your money.
Yeah. Anyone who says taxation is theft, and they show up with a gun and say, give me your money. I don't know what else to call that besides robbery. Yeah, that seems a little ridiculous. Like, aren't they supposed to like contact the federal authorities to go and make an arrest? And
the local authorities?
Well, I know that President Biden was trying to add money to the IRS budget for armed agents.
Well, actually, this might be because if they're going to start, they've already started watching bank accounts that move more than $600 under literally almost everybody in this country has at least $600 in their bank account at one point or another.
At business transactions, not like
they did not specify that. We talked about this. And maybe that's why they're arming up, because they're going to come knocking on doors of people like you and me. We're going to tell them to fuck off. You know what I mean? So, guys, I noticed you deposited $600 cash last week. How did you get that money, and how much do you owe us?
Oh, speaking
of
that.
Fuck you.
Wells Fargo actually charges an extra fee if you deposit too much cash in a month.
Oh, God. Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yep.
What are you supposed to do then?
I don't know. Not have cash. You're supposed to, you know.
This is going to make people just keep cash now, dude.
Cash, well, I think that's exactly what they're trying to drive people away from cash in general.
Yeah, they've done that in Europe already, so.
But it's not going to work, dude. It's going to backfire. It's just going to make everybody carry cash for now.
It worked in El Salvador.
What?
Going cashless.
They're completely cashless?
No, it's not working.
They got Bitcoin.
That doesn't mean they're cashless.
People don't like it. They like cash. Like,
oh, you made it legal tender, but it's not their only currency.
It's legal dollar, US dollar, currency. You know how we used to have dollar coins and stuff like that?
I still have a bunch of them.
Yeah, guess what they are in El Salvador? Everybody like dollar coins over there.
They last longer.
Yeah.
Coins get heavy in your pocket, though.
People don't care. People that they've been dealing with cash, they like cash.
Like, I got a Canadian quarter sitting here on my table.
What's that worth? About 13 cents?
Right now, God knows what it's worth, but it's been above the US dollar before. Well, not,
yeah, quarter, not recently.
I have no idea. I'm sure their economy didn't do good when they arrested all the truckers.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, from the guy who got shot up at his house by the government, let's go and, I guess, stay down this shooter
An update from the supermarket shooter we talked about over the weekend.
Yeah, it happened right before we went live, or day, right?
Yeah. He says, and I think we might have briefly talked about this.
We couldn't finish his manifesto, though.
No, nobody can. Nobody in their right mind. But he chose Buffalo because of their strict gun laws, and he wanted to prove a point that their strict gun laws mean nothing.
Well, no. And prove a point by showing that nobody will be able to stop him at all if he has an assault rifle and body armor. You know, he showed up with an illegally modified AR-15,
right,
that he purchased legally in New York. He did say he went to Buffalo, New York. Well, in general, New York. That's why he stayed in New York, was because of the strict gun laws. He picked Buffalo to attack the black population. And it was just outside of Buffalo, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we got a president. He made it to Buffalo to give a speech about white supremacy, but he still hasn't been to the southern border.
Yeah, and he didn't go to Waukesha.
No.
When that person drove through.
It didn't fit in the narrative that they're looking for. Guns weren't involved.
Well, Psaki was asked about that, and she said that it's too much to assemble the president to bring him to a place that's dangerous like this.
So the border's dangerous?
No, the Waukesha. So when the guy drove through the Christmas parade in Wisconsin.
How is that dangerous? It's Wisconsin.
Because it was all riled up. That was right after the Jacob Blake and then the Rittenhouse and then the parade driver. Okay. We're all in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So the president of the United States is scared to go to Wisconsin.
Yes.
But he went to the ghetto of Buffalo.
Right.
Well, we don't know. Buffalo ghetto?
Oh, yeah, there's Buffalo ghettos.
Oh, my God. Yeah, any major city has ghetto, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Any major city has a nasty part of town no one wants to go to. Even the people that live there don't want to be there, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why it gets so nasty, because the people that live there protect their neighbors, you know? Like, you don't belong here, or you shouldn't be here kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I kept seeing that everyone said he's a typical Republican. The guy called himself.
No, he's not a typical Republican.
Well, he called himself a left-leaning racial identitarian authoritarian or something like that, right? Like he said he was left-wing and that he hated Fox News, and they kept bringing up Tucker Carlson, but he never mentioned Tucker Carlson in his manifesto, but he did mention Rachel Maddow. Mm. It's just crazy, the stories that they're telling. And people were gobbling it up.
Oh, yeah. Because it fits the narrative. You got this all queued up?
What do I have queued up?
The source of our strength.
Oh, I'm sure I can get that ready. Is there actually... Oh, here we go. All right. Yeah. I could do that.
Unrelenting stream of
immigration. I'm going to pause that. I'm going to rewind it.
I would argue it's unlikely.
Oh, they do that crap to you? I'm going to try to do it this way and do the video too, even though I'm not very good at this.
You get better with practice.
Yeah.
There you go. You got it. Now we lost the audio.
Of course we did. Oh.
You forgot to click the box.
I did. I forgot to click the box. I could fix that and try again. We'll see if I can figure this out someday.
Circle back to it.
Oh, if I had that loaded, I would. I don't know what optimize a video clip is, so I'm not going to click that one. All right. Oh, that'd be funny. Share the screen and watch everyone get all
Caucasian of European descent.
All right.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent for the first time in 2017 will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength. And so.
Okay. I just shut off my fucking internet connection. So I just closed all of my tabs. That sucks. They kept bringing up this idea of the white replacement theory.
Yeah.
And how it's just who hockey and all that crap. Biden even was talking about this white replacement theory, how we're just going to be bred out of existence in the United States.
Yeah. And this video that you just played was when he was vice president during President Obama.
Yeah. So. Not that long ago.
No.
No.
But you could tell there's a difference. He spoke coherently in that clip.
Yeah.
There was no teleprompter.
That's a good point. He, didn't stutter and truly under national pressure the whole time, because you know I thought he had a stutter from his childhood.
Nope, just recently.
Yeah, I should have played this earlier. I clicked the wrong button. I tried to close the window I had open, and I closed my entire internet connection. But
you mean your Internet Explorer or?
Yeah, Explorer, that's what I meant. But I had like four things open. But yeah, Biden, they're saying that this white replacement theory is garbage. But like you said, just 5 years ago, I'm not sure exactly when this was, he was vice president 6 years ago, right?
No, dude. Longer than that.
Right before Trump, right? Took office. So like six years ago?
No.
Trump only did 4 years.
Yeah, there was somebody after Obama.
No, Trump. Hillary was trying to run.
Hillary ran against Trump, but she wouldn't run against Obama's second term.
She ran for Obama's third term.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And Biden ended up getting it after Trump.
Yes.
All right. And they, as far as this shooting goes, which brought up the whole Biden said the same thing a couple of years ago. Are they comparing this to what Kyle Rittenhouse did?
Not even a close to comparison. He was defending property.
Yeah, and he didn't shoot a single black person. I don't know how that's not something that people notice. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not fitting the narrative. That's why it's not being noticed.
Yeah, I'm tempted to play this video clip, but I really don't give a crap. Oh my god, now I got my dogs flipping out because they're stupid. But yeah, like apparently, exactly. It's like Rittenhouse was attacked,
right? He was defending himself,
And he was found not guilty. This guy admitted what he did and wrote a fucking manifesto about it,
right?
And to make these comparisons after, I mean, that's how everyone's getting sued, is they keep saying stupid crap like this,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Rittenhouse did sue a bunch of people.
He still is, I believe.
Yeah, it takes forever to go through the court system when you try to do these defamation and liable lawsuits, you know?
Yeah, Sandman was the one who already got a settlement from a handful of companies.
Yeah, but how many years ago was that?
That was under Trump still.
That over was that. Still, you know.
Exactly, that's what I mean. That was a while
ago. 6 years ago. Biden's been in office almost 2 years.
Okay, well, you know, I heard all about this Buffalo shooting everywhere. Did you hear about the shooting in California and in a church?
I did.
Yeah, my friend didn't even know he was talking about the Buffalo. Like, I go, like, do you hear about the California one? Like, what do you mean? So I had to explain what happened. Like, are you serious? Like, yeah.
Well, they shot up a church.
Yes.
And the first thing, what's up?
They were targeting Taiwanese people.
The first thing I thought was it was a Roe versus Wade argument.
Right.
And they were attacking a church. Like I was like, oh my god, I can't believe you attacked a church because you're pro-abortion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I waited and held my tongue to find out what happened because there was a Chinese man.
Yeah,
who has an issue with Taiwan.
He was saying that Taiwan should not be independent of China. That was his reason to kill people.
Yeah, that I didn't see that on anything besides the crazy weird news apps I have that, you know, feed me stuff.
Right.
But I also, oh, yeah, there we go. I honestly didn't hear about the Houston flea market shooting either anywhere outside of my news apps that
don't fit the narrative.
Yeah. It's amazing how easy it is to aggregate some of this stuff if you put in a couple search parameters. You know what I mean? I didn't do anything about schools this week, though. Didn't even make an effort, I think. But yeah, with two dead and three were injured, I believe, at a flea market.
Houston is a liberal city in the state of Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, because everybody who left California, that's where they end up at.
And a lot of the people from New Orleans after Katrina, that was one of the places they were evacuated to, and a lot of people never went back to Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it was a gunfight between two groups of people, and there were bystanders and such. No bystanders were injured, at least. I don't know, it's just these things happen, and we're not hearing about them because they don't fit the narrative, you know what I mean? And
well, at least the Chicago mayor was in town this last weekend for the latest shooting in town. Oh, wait, no, she wasn't. She was out of town.
No, yeah, she was in Florida telling kids to be gay, right, and be trans. Right,
yeah, wearing a mask.
Was she wearing a mask?
I don't remember.
I doubt it.
It was the book she was reading. She was like, I'm not willing to bang books. Like, yeah, nobody's banging books except liberals. To kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. And Huck Finn.
Yeah, the liberals are the one that censoring those books.
The Bible.
That too.
But it's funny because they're not banning books. They're saying this isn't going to be our textbook. That's completely right. Different.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, our textbook isn't going to have a picture of a penis and a vagina in it if it's for math.
Three people were shot, including a 16-year-old. And all they did was put a limited curfew in effect for unaccompanied minors in the park.
So a public park, you're not allowed to be in.
If you're a minor.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the rules are about minors in general. I'm pretty sure you can put all sorts of stuff in there without.
Well, they arrested a 16-year-old who was holding, you're going to love this, a 9mm ghost gun.
Okay. What's a ghost gun again? Is that one you filed the serial numbers off of, or one that you built from and don't have to serialize?
I thought it was one you built and didn't have to serialize.
All right. Because you don't have to put a serial number on it until you try to sell it, right?
But and you register never know with the media what they're calling a ghost gun.
They probably mean the guy bought a gun and used it.
How many 16-year-olds are buying guns?
Legally?
In Chicago, you need a gun before you get shot.
Yeah, well, how many 16-year-olds are buying them legally?
None.
Zero. None. Yeah. Zero. I'm not certain, but I think you have to be 21 nationwide to own a handgun, right?
Yeah, you have to be 21 now.
Yeah, nationwide.
For a handgun?
Yeah.
For a handgun.
You have to be 18.
No, not necessarily. There are exceptions to that rule in certain rural areas. There's stuff that you can get waivers for. But like the wife, she didn't buy a gun, but she owned one when she was three. And she still has that 22 rifle.
Yeah.
How good of a shot was she when she was three?
It was the first time she fired a gun. And I like I said, she's got some crazy history behind her.
Obviously.
I was like, I can't believe you were firing a gun when you were three. She's like, oh, it's the 22 rifle. And, you know, I was like, I don't care, you were three.
Yeah.
But she still got it. I mean, I fired it. It's reliable. Pretty lightweight. Holds a 10-round magazine, but you can there are banana mags you can hook up that have 30. Mm-hmm. And she's got these cool ones that lock together at the base. So you can just turn it turn it 33 and a 30 degrees and pop in the next magazine and just rotate it and fire off like 90 rounds in like 15 seconds if you really wanted to. That squirrel is not going to survive that barrage of gunfire. here we go. The Jacob Blake thing that we brought up earlier that we're circling back to here.
Yeah.
He just dropped his civil rights violation lawsuit against the police officer that shot him and left him paralyzed. I thought that was a little interesting. Huh?
Wonder why.
Probably there's a ton of video of what happens.
Yeah, he got no ground for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, they might have been threatening to hold him on in terms of some kind of crime for wasting the government's time and money. You mean like a frivolous suit or something? But I don't know what actually happened. He doesn't give a whole lot of detail. It just said basically the charges were dropped. But I thought that was interesting because they brought up Rittenhouse, which happened directly as a result of the riots that came out of the Jacob Blake situation. I don't know. No one else connected those dots?
Nope.
Yeah, I know. There's probably a lot of dots between them that I'm missing. But there are dots. All right. So tell me why Supreme Court is dangerous and why it's Trump's fault.
Everything's Trump's fault.
Well, obviously.
Nancy Pelosi says so.
Well, I mean,
she blames on Trump because he was allowed to nominate 3 Supreme Court justices in his 4-year term and change the court demeanor of the court for our foreseeable future. Meanwhile, she forgets to realize that for the last 40 years, we've had to deal with a liberal court.
But they forget the only reason the 50 votes to accept the Supreme Court is because of Joe Biden.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, he's the one that's changed the rules and it backfired. Man.
But yeah, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that Roe v. Wade was put in place under a liberal court. There's been a liberal court forever. There's been times when the Supreme Court only had 2 or 3 conservatives, or not even conservatives, but constitutional believing justices. Now there's 6-ish, and everybody's freaking out.
Ray brought up a good point, though, was Trump's picks would not have made it through had the Democrats not changed the threshold to appoint a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. Oh no. You know what? What it was is Joe Biden.
Because they made it a simple majority, right?
Yeah, but Joe Biden is the one to say like you're not allowed to elect a Supreme Court in an election year, and that's when Obama's trying to push Merrick Garland.
Oh, thank God that didn't go through.
Yeah, look what he's doing now.
He's an idiot. He's horrible. Yeah. He's not even a good attorney general.
Yeah.
So,
did you see the new justice who's not involved with this yet? Who's on the sidelines waiting for what's his name? The one that everyone forgets his name.
Ketanji
Breyer.
Yeah, okay. She wouldn't say that it was wrong that this leak happened, nor that they're protesting in front of justices' houses.
I guarantee if it was her house, she'd be saying something different.
Yeah.
Typical liberal.
I don't have it written here. I would do it again, but apparently it's okay for me to drop people's addresses on the interwebs. I thought that was illegal.
It is illegal.
Granted, I didn't put a home address, like an actual street number, but I told you what intersection to go to, and it's going to be obvious which house is Elizabeth Warren's. And I put it everywhere, and I didn't get in any trouble for it.
That's awesome.
I don't know. That scares me a little bit. Like, is it because they're public figures and this information's public? Like, if you care enough to go
look. It's not, like, super public, you know?
No, I mean, it took a little digging, but there is a record. She has a listed residence attached to her government job. Took a little digging, but, I mean, you could find it. That's how they got all these. Well, that's how one group got one of these person's houses. Someone just lived down the street from them. Kavanaugh, right? By the way, I'm sure you noticed the justices that Trump picked were young.
Yeah. That's even Biden picked a young justice. They're doing that on purpose now.
So they get 50 years out or 40 years out of them.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be a big, giant turnover. in 40 years.
It won't matter to me.
You'll be dead, you're saying?
I'll be close to it.
All right.
I'll be in my 90s.
All right, oh, here we go. I got a good one for you.
Okay.
See if I can rewind this. speaking of the Roe versus Wade crap, listen to this shit, dude. All
right. Do you believe in abortion after birth? Would you
I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice.
At any point of the child's life?
After at any birth. Point of the lady's life, that's her choice.
To
after birth.
Kill another person's body.
It's going to always be her choice.
Even after the baby's born?
It's always her choice.
So if they're 2 years old?
It's always her choice.
I can kill my 2-year-old.
It's a woman's right to choose.
To kill their child at any point.
It's a woman's right to choose.
What the fuck that woman said?
I don't think she was listening to the question, even though she was asked the question 4 times.
No, that's the whole point. Is these people do not, they don't even realize the argument being brought up in front of them. They just,
I mean, there's other senators that come out and said they agree with abortion at 9 months, you know?
This video and audio and everything of Governor Blackface you guys had down there, Northam.
Yeah.
Talk about they would deliver the baby, they would resuscitate it, keep it comfortable, and then have a discussion with the mom about what we're going to do. It's like, what do you mean? The baby's been born. It's breathing. There's no discussion to be had at this point about abortion.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, you know what? If a baby depends on somebody to maintain and to breathe, that is not a baby. Like, yeah, 2-year-old cannot be self-dependent, you know? Like, well, it's actually, not like that.
I have an argument against my body, my choice. I have a point or an argument against my body, my choice. Mm. And it's not even the vaccine related.
The draft.
With twins. Can I kill my conjoined twin because they're requiring my body to stay alive?
Yeah.
And this, if the argument is they require the woman's body to survive.
Yeah.
Can I evict my conjoined twin from my body? Or do we at least have to make an effort to save my conjoined twin's life? No one's thought of this one, have they? No one's even listening to me.
Yeah, there's a couple people listening.
No, I mean you. I don't know, it's something I've been thinking about for a while, though. Because that's the argument is always my body, my choice. You require my body to survive. Because as soon as you bring up the, you know, a 2-minute old baby after being born can't survive on its own either. Neither can a 5-year-old.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It's okay to become 18 years old.
Gee, I know plenty of people that are 30 years old that can't survive on their own. And I know people that are 75 that can't survive on their own. You know what I mean? So like that whole viability argument you keep hearing. You know, like what about someone in an iron lung? Is the same viability argument coming up to play? And these are all points that nobody even wants to discuss. They immediately go to a talking point, just like that woman did.
Right. Uh-huh.
She said you should be allowed to kill your 2-year-old at any point. The best part, she said at any point in that woman's life. She didn't say in her pregnancy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why 1 in 4 men think it's murder for an illegal abortion.
Yeah.
So next time a liberal female tells you like, well, the government don't tell a man what to do with the body. Yes, they do. It's called drafting.
And child support.
Yeah, too.
You demand money from me because this woman had a baby with my seed. So that means I have to go earn money. You're forcing me to do something, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because I hear the arguments. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, these far left women, like, we'll just stop having sex. And it's all the Republicans are like, oh, no, don't be responsible about sex and not get pregnant outside of marriage if you don't want to have a baby so you don't have to abort it. Oh, no, don't do that. You'll really show me, you know?
It's like you're making,
you know what their reaction is like? Let's do exactly what the people that we hate so much want us to do. I don't show them.
it's not like liberal Republican men are having sex with liberal women, you know?
Well, a Republican would. From what all the polls I've seen is your right-leaning person tends to be more open to different points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And your left-leaning person claims to be tolerant, but if you don't agree with them, you're some kind of bigot. Mm. And especially you, Ray, you're a fucking race traitor. I hope you know that.
No, whatever.
Yeah, that's even worse than being a Republican. That's like being Larry Elder or Thomas Sowell.
One of my friends, we were talking, is like, you know, I was like, Republican Party, this every country got a Republican Party. You know, they got a Democratic Party and a Republican Party, most countries.
Well, they don't call them that.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but some.
Russia, you know, doesn't.
China doesn't.
Yeah, they only elect Putin every year.
North Korea doesn't.
Actually, China got elections, but the majority party of the Chinese Communist Party always wins. So,
The CCP is the party.
Yeah.
You can run leader of the Communist Party, but not you can't run for the leader of China as a Republican.
No. But they got all the parties, but they're like so minority and stuff. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You typically have a left and a right.
Every country, yeah.
But God knows what that means anymore, because that wasn't, as much as I bring this up, that was actually a term from the French Revolution. That's also where the word terrorism came up, because the left wing invented terrorism, and the French terror came about for, oh my God, Ray's taking shots at clear tequila, like the good stuff over there. Like, was that, not Cuervo, that was Suaza?
Yeah, I don't like it. Silver tequila? They have Jose Tequila. I like Jose Tequila Gold.
So Michelle Obama is trying to get a new pronoun that everybody will accept.
We're mixing. That one, we've heard this one before, right?
Yeah.
W-O-M-X-N.
Yeah.
What about Michael?
Because she said that overturning Roe v. Wade will mix in of their right to health care. Healthcare.
What's we're mixing?
Women without saying man.
Okay, the word dear God, someone do a preliminary internet search before you say something stupid like, I don't understand why they do this. Man doesn't mean a literal dude. The language has evolved for thousands of years. No, it really has. And it became like the people that were physically working, instead of calling themselves whatever, 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 the big long word, it became man over centuries of the men were the ones physically working together and the women were raising a family because that was the only way it worked at that point. And I understand we don't have to do it that way anymore, but don't get butt hurt because the English language has evolved for thousands of years. Just like don't call it herstory instead of history. It comes from the freaking ancient Greek word historia. Which means things that happened. It's not his story. It's, oh my God. It's just, it's infuriating that they get so butthurt over
language.
Yeah. And like Latinx. This whole Latinx thing. It's the same thing that started around the same time as Wim Mixon. And your average quote, Latino, Latina.
Yeah. They're like Latinx. I'm like,
yeah. It's like, what the fuck is that? It's like, you just took the fucking gender out of our language. That's how it works.
it's funny, like all this, the one that want to change the language is white liberals telling Hispanic people this.
That want to change, that want to change the Spanish language.
Yeah, you just kind of trying to culture appropriate right now.
Yeah, a whole bunch of rich white liberals are telling the Spanish that they're all racist because they have, sexist. But the funny thing is,
I also didn't agree with what she said. It was going to strip them of their right to health care just because. And none of that's going to happen if Roe v. Wade gets overturned. It's going to become a states' rights issue. Abortion has nothing to do with health care.
probably not healthy for the aborted life.
No, not at all.
Again, like, what is a woman? The new Supreme Court justice couldn't define it. Michelle Obama was trying to bring back Mixon.
She defined it. She chose not to define it.
Well, she said, I'm not a bio. Oh, Mixon.
No, even the new Supreme Court justice could define it, but they...
Well, she said, I'm not a biologist. I can't define it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going to share this.
So let's say, for instance, the House gets taken over by the Republican and the Senate, too. And if they impeach Joe Biden and stuff like that.
They're not going to impeach him.
No, I'm just saying, if they impeach him and remove him from office, would the Supreme Court justice election? No.
Kamala Harris would be president, and she selects the next vice president.
Speaking Twitter. Of what is a woman, I was...
Have you lost a lot of money in Twitter yet?
I lost a ton of money in Twitter.
We talked about this already.
Yeah, it's done a lot.
Elon Musk is going crazy over there.
Yeah.
I told you to, like, didn't I tell you, like, sell, because I thought I did, but I talked about, like, I don't trust the liberal.
We'll circle back with you directly. If I can circle back, I'll circle back with you.
We'll circle back with you on that one. Okay. Yeah, these marches and everything they're having for, you know, women's rights and all that crap about Roe versus Wade. Daily Wire did what Tim Pool did when he got that giant billboard in New York Times. They're buying billboards in the middle of these protests saying, what is a woman? For the new movie that Matt Walsh did. Well, and Matt Walsh is the one who's got the number one best-selling transgender book that's, Billy the Walrus or whatever. And he's the one who blew open the Loudoun County, Virginia stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious that these guys are hardcore trolling. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Rolling to the next level, dude. Like,
oh, yeah. That's 40 chess.
Yeah.
There's not even anyone to yell. There's not even a comment or a dislike or a thumbs down. You know what I mean?
Like, what are you going to do? Get upset? Like, ah!
Yeah, now, exactly. Now we have someone on the ground with a camera taking pictures of you freaking out, and those are the new memes. Yeah. You on your knees screaming. Man, I haven't seen the Democrats this mad since we took away their slaves. And now they're saying, exactly, they're saying all sorts of crazy stuff's going to happen because if this gets overturned. Saying somehow this is going to, like, ban interracial marriage.
Yep.
Pretty sure Chief Justice Roberts would disagree with that.
And civil rights.
Huh?
And civil rights.
Well, California just tried to overturn their civil rights thing because they want to discriminate against white people. They just tried this a couple years ago.
Remember the white farmers and the black farmers?
Yeah. Are you talking about in South Africa?
No.
The black farmers were getting extra money because for reparations.
I do remember that, actually. Yeah. And then that actually might have been what started this whole thing because they were told that was illegal.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to revoke the civil rights laws in California to do this. And a bunch of people on board. Then someone was like, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Why were these put in place? You know?
Yeah.
That was 2 or 3 years ago, maybe. Anyway, yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand how they come to these crazy conclusions. Like, it seems like they think this is all like a slippery slope, and that all of their worst fears are going to happen.
Right.
But they're not even listening to the argument of anyone who doesn't say kill a baby up and until it's being delivered.
Yeah.
Or even after they were born, like that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or after they were born, like the former governor of Virginia, who, by the way, I still don't understand. Dude got busted in blackface how many times?
Well, he's saying it wasn't him.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. He was the guy in the Klan hood.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's way better.
So what it was, somebody called in is that he went to a pediatrician, a medical doctor, and he used to go to the same school with him. And what it was, that the party was the reverse or switch party. So the guy in the Klan who is a black guy, and he's the black face.
So, okay, so our Klan hood, though.
The guy in the Klan hood is a black guy.
Bullshit.
That sounds like a bunch of bullshit. So, okay, no, so the black guy with the Klan hood, so that means he was the guy in blackface.
Yes, that's okay. What the party was, reverse, switch party or something like that. You pick something that you're not, and then you switch it to that person, and that's what the party was. I mean, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. And just telling you that that's what somebody called in the local radio station. That's what we're talking about.
I mean, no one cared when Jimmy Kimmel did blackface.
Oh.
Over and over again.
It was Sarah Silverman, too.
Yeah. Silverman, she did it like the actual, like really wrong way, like minstrel style with the outline around the lips and everything. Mm-hmm. Just like when Ted Danson used actual shoe polish. When he was out at some event with Whoopi Goldberg.
And what about that movie, Tropical Thunder?
Okay.
Nobody can get mad at that movie.
Downey Jr. can get away with anything.
Yeah. The best fucking movie ever, dude.
He looks right here. He's like, never go full retard.
That movie would not be made in today's standards.
No.
What? It's not even that old.
I know, but they can't make it now.
What's amazing is Downey Jr. managed to pull that off after he tanked his career and made a comeback to become what he is now.
Hold on. What got him to start off? Was it Iron Man or something else before that?
Oh, my God. Robert. That was when he came back. He got in a ton of trouble. Just like Rob Lowe in the 80s.
He was famous. Yeah, he was famous back in the 80s, and he disappeared.
Yeah. I think he got caught like George Michael's incident or something like that in a bathroom or something weird.
Yeah.
Or maybe a bunch of hookers or something.
So what got him famous again? Is it like Iron Man or another movie?
No, Iron Man probably after brought him back. Tropical Thunder.
Huh?
Iron Man was later than Tropical Thunder.
Yeah, Iron Man was hilarious.
Yeah, you know, like
Rob Lowe had the same kind of thing. Like he disappeared forever, and all of a sudden came back, and everyone loved him. Like,
now he's on 911 Reno or whatever. Not Reno.
Yeah, he does like a little like TV stuff.
Yeah,
Rob Lowe is in the Pentaveret.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of movies. He was in like Californication. I don't know if you ever seen the TV show.
Yeah. The Duchovny show.
Uh huh.
I didn't watch that. I tried to. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, I love that. That was fun.
Rob Lowe's hilarious, though. He did the catering TV show and a couple other ones that were just... Oh, and not The Office. Yeah, he did The Office. Or was it the other one?
But anyways, Robert Downey Jr., he pulled Iron Man off. He was perfect for that role. You know?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because the Iron Man, he was a millionaire. He was cocky, you know. He was like, he just pulled it off. I think he did an amazing job being Iron Man.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't think nobody else can do it right now. And the one thing that pissed me off, redoing Batman back to back.
Hugh Jackman could have pulled off Iron Man, I bet.
Nah, he because Iron Man was a drunker, a womanizer, and I don't see Hugh Jackman being that way, like his character. Right. But he was amazing Wolverine.
He was good Wolverine.
He was too tall to be Wolverine. I don't know if you know that. So whenever Wolverine is supposed to be like 5'5", 5'6", or 5'7". But Hugh Jackman is like 6 foot tall. Anyways, moving on. I'm sorry.
So back to babies.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the huge surge of dead babies in Scotland?
I did. And apparently this is the second time in a year. And the numbers jumped significantly in these two separate months.
Was it COVID?
They specifically said they are certain the first one was not COVID. They're certain of that. They've removed that from the equation. But they're doing a deeper investigation because the last one in September, I think, I came back with no results. And it just happened again like a month ago. When it went from like I don't know. It was still a low percentage, but like tripled in a month, you know? Well, is it a new virus going around? Is there a nurse going around euthanizing babies? You know, like this has happened in the world before.
Right.
I don't know. I thought it was an easy dead baby transition. You know what I mean?
Well, at least we've got good news. The FDA has allowed Abbott to reopen their plant. That will solve the nationwide baby formula shortage. And if that doesn't work, then President Biden's going to fix it by, he's got a new operation. Operation Fly Formula.
Oh, my God.
Fly Formula. I want baby formula. I don't want more flies.
Well, that's what they named it. They're using the Defense Production Act to get more companies to make baby formula.
Well, the FDA just went ahead and greenlit the production company, right?
Yeah, and they said it's going to be a couple of months before they get caught up.
Wasn't it the FDA that shut it down?
Yep.
Okay.
And they were shut down months ago, and all of a sudden this hit the news. And now
that's because it finally disappeared from the shelves because the supply there.
Everybody's freaking out about it, you know, and the squeaky wheel got the grease.
Well, it really pissed off people when it was being sent to the border and not into American households. And then it pissed them off even more when government officials are saying, oh, you think your baby's more important than an illegal immigrant baby? And like, yes, I do. You know what I mean? It's like, I absolutely believe my child's more important to get my tax dollars than someone who jumped the border.
Will this be the neighborhood goat that all the people bring their baby to?
Probably. You saw that meme I just sent?
I did not. I don't have Facebook open.
Oh, okay. So people are getting, instead of stopping doing formula, giving baby goat milk to babies.
And the baby's sucking on a tit.
Yeah, that's the meme. Like, we probably have flying cars by 2023, people being like putting baby goats.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah. Yeah,
dude, have you tried formula?
Huh?
Have you tried formula?
It's disgusting.
Yes. I don't know how my baby eat that stuff. Like, I like, oh, let me try. Oh, like, holy crap. I don't know how she eat these things.
Joe Biden actually has his staff that work around him. Well, the younger women anyway, put baby formula behind their ears. So when he reaches in and sniffs them, they smell even younger. It's a weird thing he does. I haven't seen him sniff or touch a kid in a while, or even talk about a kid touching him in a while. Because for a while, he was talking about all sorts of weird shit, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, the whole corn pops. It's like, I let the kids rub my legs and twist my leg hair in the pool. It's like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
Right.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They get ready to. I don't understand what this fly formula is. Like,
that's the name of the.
Like, they're cutting the red tape, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to get other companies to make formula like we did for the
hand sanitizer.
The ventilators.
Yeah, I remember what was it? Jack Daniels almost got like shut down because they were making hand sanitizer. Like, you don't have a license to do this. It's like, we make alcohol. You know what I mean? It's like, let us help. You know, we can be making money because people are at home drinking whiskey.
Right.
You know, instead we're making hand sanitizer. It's like, back off. And finally they're like, yeah, no, you're right, dude.
The profit margin for hand sanitizer is not as good
as whiskey, especially in tough times. Now is the time to buy some fucking stock in Anheuser-Busch and Jim Beam. You know what I mean? This is only going to get worse and worse. Make some money off of someone else's misery.
I want to buy the Russian currency, dude.
We talked about this as the war started. It's like, we should buy rubles before we can't. And then before we actually got to recording time, like, you can't buy it anymore.
Yeah. But on the parent front, everybody's really excited that now they can get a booster shot for their children for COVID-19.
Yeah, what, 5 to 11 now or something like that?
Uh-huh. You get a third shot for your kids.
Third shot? Sorry, and we're still listening to fucking Bill Gates. Hey guys, what we gotta do here is
Bill Gates just came out and said he expects people to have to get shots like every 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's had five shots, something like that. And he's got his second COVID infection.
Yeah.
And he's first of all, we can't trust the doctors. This guy isn't even a fucking engineer. He didn't even graduate college, let alone getting a PhD. You know what I mean? He's not even a master. He's not even an associate's degree. I have more college education than this guy does. And in the medical field than he does. I'm a fucking EMT certified person. You know what I mean? Exactly. We talk about the fact that you got the shot in the first place means you're now dependent upon it. And it doesn't mean you are.
I think this facade is going to end real soon.
How many times? Malaria pills.
Because it's not, people aren't getting the booster shots. They're not, you know, they all fell, the people that got their shots, they got the first two. And the numbers of people that got the third shot and the fourth shot are in the tank.
What?
It's like,
it doesn't seem to do much if you have to keep getting them. You know what I mean? It's like, is this an insulin shot?
But, and they had to change their messaging too, because when the Biden administration was really pushing the shots, they're like, oh, you won't get hospitalized, you won't die, you won't, you know.
But at first they said you won't catch it or transmit it.
Yeah, they said all that shit. And now there's studies coming out, because it's been around long enough where we've actually been able to study it. And like over half the people that are catching COVID and getting hospitalized from COVID have been vaccinated.
Now, let's flip the coin over here. More people did get vaccinated than didn't. So that might account for some fluctuation. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, like if 80% of the population or 70% of the population did get vaccinated, it makes sense if the shot doesn't actually stop you from getting the disease. You know what I mean? It was supposed to stop you from catching this disease.
But another fantastic example of government spending is all Americans can get their third set of at-home COVID-19 tests now.
I only heard about the one.
Ah, well, apparently you were able to get another round, and now you can get your third.
Well, I know they did the first, the one anyway. The one I remember was when they shipped them out in trucks across the north. East of the United States.
Well, it's summertime.
And they all froze and became worthless.
Now it's summertime. It's the best time to order your at-home tests.
Can they get too hot?
I don't know.
Because they have to be refrigerated, not frozen. You know what I mean? Actually, at the town hall meeting I mentioned that we did, they gave out COVID test stuff.
So,
I didn't realize that's what it was.
The government has... They've shipped 350 million so far, and they still have another 500 million tests available to ship.
What was the first number? 350 million?
Uh-huh.
That's more than the entire population of the country right there.
Well, they send you four out at a time, so...
Four?
Yeah.
What?
And now they're saying on this third round, you're eligible for 8 per household. So they've doubled it.
What is this costing the taxpayers?
Nothing.
No, that's not true at all. I didn't say the person getting the shot. I said the taxpayers.
I know what you said.
This came out of incomes and net gains and profitable margins and property value going up.
This came out of
good decisions.
Print more money.
Oh, so we're borrowing it from our great grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
That's great. So I'm teaching my kid how to plant a seed and get food to come out of it.
And on better news, Fauci says he will not serve under Donald Trump again if he gets reelected.
Correct, because he would be fired within 15 seconds of Trump taking.
He was going to be putting his retirement papers as soon as.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm out.
As soon as he's. It's confirmed that he's going to be elected president.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Trump would go apprentice style. He would just, as soon as, like, yeah, I swear,
you're fired.
You're fired.
In And Fauci ain't giving up his retirement check. You know, he'll get out of there before that happens.
I think he still gets a check, even if he's
fired.
But I'm not sure how that works. It might not work that way. But I mean, he's already the highest paid government employee in the country.
Yeah, and he's had his position for like 40 years. So
he handled the AIDS outbreak.
Yeah, he handled it well too.
Yeah, he told us Lucky Charms would give us AIDS. Don't eat cereal out of the same box as someone else who has AIDS. You'll catch it. It's like, what? What? And then he gave everyone that drug that killed them. Remember that?
Yep. And now they're...
As he was forcing drugs into people's bodies again!
A former Biden COVID advisor has actually come out and said that the White House numbers that they're warning are going to happen in the fall and winter are based on pixie dust.
Yeah, they're predicting a giant outbreak at the midterm elections.
Yeah, big surprise.
Did we have a giant outbreak this past winter?
No.
Like, I know it was higher than, you know, before COVID existed.
Right.
I'm sorry, Corona 19, COVID 19.
It's not hard for that to happen.
Yeah. It was zero before. Oh, man. All right. We can do the leftovers. There's some fun stuff in here, but we've been at this for like 2.5 hours.
I'm okay. I got like 9 minutes.
I don't know if there's anything in here, you guys. Well, the Pennsylvania Senate candidate, that's like.
Oh, yeah. Biggest. Who won the primary, though? He won
the Democrat primary.
Oh, is it because he had a stroke hours before fucking ballot time?
Yeah, he got the nomination for the Democrat side. The Republican primary is still too close to call.
Oh, my God. Hey, so who did it, Democrat? Did Big Tall Blue?
Fetterman?
I guess Fetterman, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he had a stroke, yesterday?
That should be like, I don't know if I want to elect this guy because he just not help. Poor health, then you're going to be boring again, you know.
Well, Biden's safe smoking kits. Did we bring this up last episode? That's make safe smoking kits again with the crack pipes? It was back in the news cycle, but apparently someone in Colorado got one of these kits.
And an Uber Eats meal.
Yeah, that's a weird way to get your crack pipe delivered. You know, you get your Uber Eats and your daughter opens up the bag and she finds a crack pipe. I don't know what I would do if I had to explain to her what a crack pipe. I'm sure if she's young enough, you could tell her it's something goofy.
No, you could tell her, like, hey, this is a smoking device for adults, you know.
Oh, Brian's share. Oh, here we go. Oh, and you got the big commercial leading up to it, too.
If you're trying to lose belly fat, stop doing cardio.
It's loud and obnoxious, too.
This Twitter account posted the other day, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Mm-hmm. How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
Are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, you want to bring down inflation, make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year, making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share. And that is important to do, and that is something that, the president has been, working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. And so it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to, build an America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave everyone behind, that is an important part of that as well.
Yeah, she didn't answer the question. She didn't even address the question.
Not even close.
That's the new press secretary. That's filling it, taking over Saki's job so she can go to MSN and get paid way too much money.
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting, cool. Interesting.
I think that's our show, huh?
Yes, it is. Guess that's our shit. That was 109?
Yep.
I guess we cut it here. Let me see if I can find some outro music. I don't know what buttons to push for that. I'm opening up the wrong files. I'm never ready for this, am I?
Nope.
All right. Well, I believe this is it. We'll find out.
Yep.
All right. There you go. That's the whole one. That was 109.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, you know, share it out. Let us know what you like about it. You know, like I said, we just drinking some beers, bullshitting about the news cycle.
If you want to download that show 78 times, you okay with that?
Yeah, you can download all, you know, 68 episodes. We have the Podbean, is it?
Yeah, more than 68. We're over 100 now on Podbean.
Ah. Yeah. We'll be around, you know, we're not getting paid, so it's not like we're going to start not getting be able to afford this.
No, we're going to start putting ads on it.
Oh, boy. Until Saturday.
Until Saturday.